I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today, I am introducing another archangel. The archangel I'm introducing today is Kamael, Kamael, Justice. Kamael's name means one who sees God. As this archangel is able to see through illusions and get to the truth of any matter, Kamael is known as the angel of justice, forgiveness, and empowerment. This angel helps us to help us in check. A warrior like Michael, he is pictured here as powerful Native American chief holding aloft a peace pipe and a tomahawk in the card, showing that we always have a choice in our actions and reactions. He helps keep us accountable, so we are honest with ourselves and can take full responsibility for our behavior. Similar to Mirabiel, Kamael's eyes of truth can act like a mirror into our own soul, showing us our shadow side and calling to mind all those parts of ourselves that we might prefer to keep hidden from the world. This mighty archangel reminds us it is important not to judge others before we have judged ourselves. Have you acted with integrity in each given situation? And let me tell you, I have judged myself plenty of times over. Are you being true to yourself as a being of unconditional love? Remember, every being on the planet is striving towards the goal of love. This is being read from the Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman. This is not an ad. I'm not promoting her. In order for me to use her material on my podcast, I agreed to direct people to the source of the information I'm presenting. Message. Have you acted out of lack of integrity? Out of a lack of integrity? Are you taking full responsibility for your life? Reveal the true you, and you will see the loving nature of humankind. How to meet Kamael. Close your eyes and ask Kamael to join you in this meditation. You are soon shrouded by Kamael's heavenly red fire. Ask Kamael to place a soft red cloak over you so that you feel safe. Under this safe cloak of red light, call to mind all the parts of yourself and your personality that you prefer to hide from or keep hidden from the world. One by one, feel yourself loving and accepting them. Let yourself embrace all these parts of your being and see them as great strengths. Step Stay under this cloak as long as you need. To this exercise can be a challenge. But if you are honest with yourself, it will benefit you on a profound level. Imagine that the cloak is now turning into your own pair of beautiful red angel wings. Then allow these wings, which embody all your own unique gifts, to unfurl and see yourself emerging into the light to shine with confidence. Become the angel. People act as mirrors for what's really going on inside of us. So if there is someone in your life who is upsetting or irritating you, ask yourself, where could I be demonstrating that same quality? This can be an enlightening experience. The trick is to love that quality within yourself to heal it. Likewise, if someone is treating you with less than love, where are you withholding love from yourself? When we embrace our shadow, it stops being a shadow and a gift comes to the light. Get into the daily habit of loving and forgiving yourself. That one rings true to home that I need to apply to myself.